everybody. Welcome back for the third time we're trying to start this episode because Adam keeps messing it up. This is All Gas, No Trash. I'm Josh. He's Adam. He's not going to speak. I'm currently holding a taser pointed right at him. And if he speaks, I will pull the trigger because this is the No Curse Minute sponsored by Game Rage Magazine, in which we try not to curse. And as I just said, this is the third time we've been doing it. And man, we got to within 5 seconds of it being completed and Adam dropped a bomb. And we had to, now this is again the third time that we've tried to start this episode. So I'm just rambling for the first minute to try to get through it, not give Adam any chance to speak. And that way he can, you know, not screw it up for us. All right, now we have passed the No Curse Minute. Thank you, Game Rage Magazine, for sponsoring that. We love your money. Please keep sending it to us. Adam, now you can speak.
Oh, man. There's a good chance that's going to turn into the cattle prod minute because how frequently did I fuck up? Or the taser?
The tasering? The taser minute sponsored by taser? Or sponsored by stun gun?
I mean, we curse way too fucking much, and it's evident by the fact that I fucked up on 3 separate occasions just to get the intro started. And but then again, that's just... That's every episode that we make that at least one of us fucks up.
It is. Today it just happened to be you, and I didn't fuck up at all yet, but don't worry. My time's coming. Yeah. All right. There's been plenty of days where I fucked it up. So anyways, we got a new artist, or I'm sorry, a new band, a new band, Clarion. I believe this is actually the Pokemon evolution of the rapper Omarion, and it's like Diglett and then Dugtrio, where he turns into like 5 of them, and then now he's a band. So this is Clarion,
yeah,
the Pokemon evolution.
So unfortunately, because of how fresh this band fucking is, it's there's not a lot to say other than it's a 3-piece band from Los Angeles. I heard a few of the songs, and I think there's one that stands out above the rest, which is probably going to be the one that we're going to listen to first, and then the other two will also give a listen. And so they're going to be playing at this place called The Smell on Saturday, and I'm like debating whether or not I should go to this place because
it's called The Smell?
Yes, it smells fucking awful.
And that's the name of it. Like,
that's the name of the place.
Why does it smell awful? Is there like dead bodies, or is it like,
no, it's not because of dead bodies. I don't know what it is. It smells like, I don't know how to describe the fucking smell.
Is it like here where we have the cheese factory, or where it used to be? I don't know. The cheese factory doesn't exist anymore, but remember that the cheese factory,
yeah.
You go by there and the shit just smells horrific.
Man, I don't know what sulfur. I mean, I think I smelled sulfur before, but it smells like that.
What are they mining there? Like, what the fuck's going on?
Nah, dude, it's just like it's literally like a hole in the fucking wall, and the fucking smell just like emanates everywhere. It's so offensive to the nose that it just stings your nostrils. It's bad, dude. And like I don't know if I could sit through a 30-minute set because I'm pretty sure I'll puke at one point.
Who the fuck would go there then? What?
I think it's because it's like it's a DIY space where a lot of bands can get, you know,
play for cheap.
Yeah, like they can perform and shit.
Because it smells bad.
I mean, it's a cool spot.
That's hilarious.
It's, but the lighting is shit. It's kind of a weird space.
Smells like ass.
Smells like. It smells like sulfur. Smells like fucking the Yellowstone geysers and shit. Or what is it? What is that place in Idaho? Is it Yellowstone?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, dude. It's just. I don't know if I can sit through a 30-minute set for this band. I'm thinking about it. I might just do it because we need material for episodes.
That's
so
true. That's true.
And maybe I won't come back because I'll probably die.
Maybe you'll die. You'll just be in the corner decomposing.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to have Josh listen to what?
You know, this is fucked up, but I'm going to say it anyway.
All right.
When I said that you were in the corner decomposing, I got that image. You know that image that floated around of that dead kid that washed up on the shore?
No.
You never saw that one?
No.
It's like a story about like an immigrant. They're trying to cross over somewhere to like Florida, and then like,
was it recent?
This was like, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And then he, like, it's just this little kid. He's just laying there, but he's dead. But the way he's laying, it's so fucking hilarious. Like, the way he's laying. I just imagine you laying like that in the corner and your hair is just, it's still fucking stiff.
It's like fucking Yamcha when he gets exploded by the Cybermen.
Yeah.
And he's just like curled. He's in the fetal position. Yeah. That's going to be me. I'm going to be like all curled up and shit. I'm going to get turned inside out. all right. So we're at 5:45. So we're going to do the first track. Actually, hold on. Before we get to that. So this band is like, as you had read from the tags that we were adding for the episode. So this is like shoegaze, alternative rock type of sound. I'm not going to say what they sound like. I'm sure you'll piece it together what they sound like after you hear the first song. Mm-hmm. So we'll go ahead and listen to this track called Hello Juliet from Clarion. And we'll get Josh's opinion on that.
Their album art has a naked lady showering.
What? What are you talking about?
This thing.
No, it's not. That's not it. Oh,
that's something from theirs.
Yeah, that's one of their singles. I didn't see that.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, Hello Juliet is just a lady's face with...
Yeah.
Wait, what? They put that this released in 1994. Is that true?
What? Let me see.
Yeah, it says September 22nd, 1994.
That sounds... that doesn't sound right. What the fuck?
Oh, but it says copyright 2024.
What the fuck?
That's pretty funny, actually. I wonder if they did that on purpose.
Nah, that must have been something on somebody... Maybe they fucked up. Maybe they didn't... Because you know how, like, the one key is right next to the two key, and then
but listen, man, 2024, you gotta put one.
I don't know, they fucked up, whatever. That's not my problem.
That's pretty funny though. Maybe what if they did that to make it look like they've been around for a while?
Maybe.
Do they sound like a band from the early 90s?
Could be.
Okay, so then maybe that's what's up. Yeah. All right, anyways, here we go. Hello Juliet off of their 1994 album EP Clarion. Here we go. All right, that was Hello Juliet by the Pokemon Evolution of Omarion Clarion. that just sounds like Silver Sun pickups, man. Like, that's just straight what it sounds like. And it's not bad, though. It's not bad. I don't dislike it. It's just, I was like, oh, is this the new fucking Silver Sun pickups? Is this Panic Switch 2.0 from 2009?
I was expecting a different answer, I was expecting you to make the comparison to Julie.
Oh yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. I think I did, didn't I say they sound like Silver Sun pickups too? I feel like I did, I don't know.
You did.
Yeah.
You did say that.
So there you go. So it's the same shit. It is the same shit. There you go. There's the comparison.
Yeah. I think that's definitely their best track. They only have one EP at the moment, which is one of the songs that they have featured on this on their latest EP. And there's not a lot in terms of their catalog. There isn't like a billion songs. This is a band that just started, but it's pretty, like, I think it's decent. I think I need to see more, which is kind of the motivation or the reason to go out to their show to see what they're like and see what kind of attention they're getting. But
I feel like this is going to sound like an insult, but I don't mean it that way. I feel like this is properly mid. Like, it's right. It's like it's mid as mid can be. But that's not like saying that this is bad, because it's not. That song's not bad. It's also not a banger. It's properly mid.
For me, it's pretty decent. Like, it's a step above being mid, but it's not something. But even having said that, I could tell personally that this is going to sit well with kids that are, I think, you know, in their teenage years and early adulthood. Like, I could tell that this is going to play well for them. And that's probably what's more important than our own opinion. I just wanted to talk about it because you gotta stay up to date on the things that ultimately matter.
The new shit that's coming out and stuff. And also, I do think that, again, I think with that, as with everything, music is cyclical. So this sound from like the 2010s, early 2010s,
or even the
late 2000s or whatever you want to call it, this sound that was popular back then. Well, that was 15 fucking years ago. So just like when we were in the 2000s, shit from 1985 was starting to make a comeback or whatever, that sound or whatever. So, like, it's cyclical. I get it. This makes sense. And this isn't a bad sound. This could, I do see some commercial viability to this. I think this could be utilized in, you know, whatever the new version of like, kid drama shows is or whatever, like
yeah, like
the fucking Degrassi for 2025 or whatever,
yeah, or
like
fucking what's that show on is it Euphoria,
yeah, like that like something like that, that would be, this would be good in,
yeah.
I think there is commercial value here,
yeah. It's just
like it's not my bag though, I guess you could say.
I do enjoy it, I do enjoy it. Like I need to hear more music because I don't think it's enough for one song to be the standout. They can't just be a one hit wonder. Like I need to hear at least three or four songs,
yeah,
that are of as good as this song, if not better. Because I mean, sure, you know what, it's not really the worst thing to be a one hit wonder band, because at least you got one over on everybody that you know, could take you,
yeah,
yeah, like you know, it could take you places. Like you could end up touring off of like one fucking song. But if you want to make it last, like you got to make shit that's good throughout your fucking career. And this is a band that's just starting, so we need to see like how they develop and all that shit. So
yeah, I mean, listen, their fucking EP art is fucking cool.
Yeah, it is pretty rad.
So I gotta give them that.
I think we'll listen. Fuck, man, I don't even have the other song pulled
Taxidermy,
up.
Human Attire, Sun Cali 48, and Inertia. Those are the other ones off of that same EP.
All right. So I think we'll listen to... so I can see. Let's do the other single, Sun Hell 48, and then we'll finish off with Human Attire.
Sun Hell 48. All right, here we go. So this will be Sun Hell 48 from... Clarion. Here we go. All right, that was Sun Hail 48 by Clarion. Okay, so I did not like that song better. However, I do think that song has much more commercial value than the previous song. I think this song is the next opening for Chainsaw Man.
Chainsaw Man.
Yeah, this is that's the next like theme song opening or the ending theme song. You know what I'm saying?
It's one of those. I definitely think it could be on an AMV.
Like, yeah. Oh yeah.
For
yeah.
Chainsaw Man.
Yeah. For Chainsaw Man, yeah. Or like fucking, this could be maybe the next season of Bleach. Like this could be the ending credit song.
Yeah.
Something to that effect. I mean, I think that there's some value there.
Man, people go ham with doing like anime edits. So
dude,
like,
man, some of them are hard as fuck too.
When they mash all the clips together and like, oh, I'm going to put it with the backtrack of like fucking Linkin Park or some shit. Crawling in,
dude, basket. Somebody did the best one I think I've ever seen. Just as a tangent, but fuck it, we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
I think the best one I've ever seen is there was one, somebody made one to Code Geass, and it was this song with it. But the band's called Within Temptation, and okay. the song's called like What Have You Done or something like that.
Yeah.
That is the hardest fucking edit I've ever fucking seen in my life. It goes so hard, man. But anyways.
All right. You're familiar with like, cause I don't know
my ass.
Oh yeah. You don't know. Actually, I don't remember the name of what Kaneko Man, like, cause the show was called Ultimate Muscle.
Yeah.
But there was a Kaneko Man, like the original Kaneko Man, but I don't know what Ultimate Muscle was dubbed in Japanese or what it was called
either. But
yeah. If you had a soundtrack for like, a Kaneko Man fucking AMV, like what music would you play
for fucking Kaneko Man? Dude, I would put, there'd be some fucking Metallica in there for sure. Yeah. Like maybe Inner Sandman.
Yeah.
Like would I think that would go fucking hard.
Yeah.
And then, I feel like Slayer would go good in there too.
Slayer.
Yeah. I feel like that would just be fucking cool to see. Like, yeah. You know, I don't know.
All right, cool.
What would be your fucking pick?
Dude, I don't even know where to start, man. I wouldn't know where to start. I don't know. All right. I was just curious to see what you think.
Anyways, so what do you have to say about this song?
I like this song because it's it's not one of those songs that exceeds Hello Juliet. It's very good, but like I said, I feel like I need to see more from the band. We need like a full length album to see where they're at because yeah. I think they might. The scary thing I think might be for this band is they could be on the same trajectory as Julie in that they could get popular very quickly. But I think shoegaze might be a genre that wears thin with people eventually because it, yeah, that noise and guitar distortion and like the low sounding vocals of the female vocalist. Like if they do that for three albums, I don't know if it's going to work. Cause that was kind of the problem that we had with Julie when we were listening to the album, that that shit kind of gets redundant.
It gets old and it starts sounding all the same. Like,
right. So it's just, I hope maybe that they have things picked out, like of, you know, a little bit of an eclectic mix within the genres that they play in going forward, because this is great. It'll be great for an album, but once you get down the road of like sophomore, junior albums, like that shit will wear thin. Maybe not so much for the people that love this type of music, but maybe for like the casual music listener, it's like, come on, we need a little bit, you need a little bit more.
Give me a little something different.
Yeah. So we're gonna listen to the last track, which I already forgot the fucking name of.
Was it Human Attire?
Yes.
All right. Well, shit. All right. Here is Human Attire from Clarion. Here we go. All right. That was Human Attire by Clarion. This is now worn thin. This all sounds the same to me. I fucking can't stand this. They need to do something different. All right. I don't know. I imagine the other two songs off of this EP from 1994 sound the fucking exact same.
1994.
That's what it says. Right?
I know. Yeah.
I imagine they sound the exact fucking same as this. That does not bode well for me. Yes, there's some commercial value to some of these songs. You could use them in some animes. I imagine that's why their fucking EP arts and their single arts are all kind of anime-esque type things. That's probably what they're going for. I get it. But as a standalone musical production, this shit sucks. It's going to be terrible.
I think
I don't have high hopes for this.
I think for a debut album, I'm going to need some, like, I think they're going to need, if they can't give up the shoegaze shit, like if this is what they're going to stick with, which I imagine this is like the genre that they're kind of going to keep the scope of their music in. I think you got to incorporate like some acoustic songs. So it like a nice change of pace.
Yeah.
Maybe things that don't go quite as hard with the guitar distortion, like maybe dial that back and maybe put more emphasis on the vocals and then
bring those to the front. Cause there's a good voice there. Right? Yeah. She has a good voice.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something here.
Yeah.
It just needs to be engineered a little better and it needs to be, you need to change a little bit.
I think having a mix of things that go aggressive and then there's things that bring the bass to the foreground and the drums out, and then put emphasis on the vocals so that it changes things up a bit. Like within an album, right? You have like three of those songs that are not quite as hard. You have a mix of the hard stuff, and then you go even softer with like acoustic things so that it all kind of it gives you a nice balance. Like it gives you a balanced meal when you listen to it. So I feel like that's a bit of like a plan or a layout of like how we would approach this project, like going forward, so that it's palatable for a lot of people and not just for people that are big fans of shoegaze and shit.
Yeah. My prediction for this album when it comes
zero out of 10 acid.
No, it's going to be negative 684 plus upside down shit emoji out of 9. My prediction will be, though, that these five songs are going to be on the album plus four or five more songs.
Probably.
And that's a mistake.
Yeah,
I think they need to just fucking put 10 new fucking songs out.
Right.
Don't use the same shit that's been out since 1994, okay?
Since 1994.
Well, okay, it's really probably 2021,
They probably weren't even born then. They're like,
shit, yeah, you're right.
We already put our first EP out before we were born, before we were fetuses.
That'd be pretty funny.
So that wraps up the episode. Let us know what you think about Clarion, the Pokemon evolution of who?
Omarion.
Omarion? Is that even a Pokemon?
No, Omarion is a rapper. This is music.
Oh, Omarion, like, yeah.
Yes, that's why it was funny, Adam. God damn it. Anyways.
Well, there I go, sabotaging.
Hashtag Pokemon. All right, whatever. Fucking go find Clarion and Omarion in the new Pokemon Go app. No, I'm just
kidding. Yeah, if this episode is going to be posted before their show on Saturday. So if you end up listening to this episode
go check out the show and judge for yourself.
Yeah, go see it for yourself. Maybe you'll possibly die at the smell because of how awful it fucking smells.
Yeah, and then, you know,
I'll be there in my Yamcha pose, fucking laying out, laid out, fucking dead. But anyways, thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you all next time.